It's podcast time from XFM. A week of shows and the best of them. Lots of chat and not much tunes for boring legal reasons.
Hello there, welcome to this, the fourth podcast from the XFM Breakfast Show. On this podcast, the Inbetweeners swing by and I pitch them some unusual solo projects in Snap My Pitch Up. I orchestrate a nice-off between Matt and Phil to work out who's the nicest. An interesting cow story. Please keep listening. Your good news and World's Got Talent. I'll see you on the other side.
Yes, we are XFM.
Manny Wallace.
An XFM listener got in touch with me the other day saying that they had met the amazing Paul. And he loves being part of the show, things like that. So we thought, why not extend Paul's range when it comes to this? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to put some clips up at some point soon on the website of Paul saying various things. And we would like to invite you to create some kind of amazing Paul remix. Producer Dave had a go. This is what happened. I was just wondering, how excited are you on a scale of 1 to 10 about the all-new XFM Breakfast Show with Danny Wallace?
Breakfast show? Breakfast show? How excited? How excited?
Yeah.
I think it's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. The only way I can describe a show like that, every 1,000 years you get a show like that. It's amazing. Breakfast show? How excited?
Sir.
I'm so proud of that show.
Sir.
I'm so proud of that show.
So proud of it. So proud of it.
Danny Wallace. Cheer, cheer, cheer. Danny Wallace. Cheer, cheer, cheer.
I could. I could. What a giveaway. What a giveaway.
Present from the Lord.
You're brilliant.
Present from the Lord.
You're brilliant.
Come on. Come on. I love that show.
Breakfast show?
I love that show. Oh. Love it. Love it. The only way I can describe Danny Wallace is another Jesus. Danny Wallace is just more than the world. Danny Wallace is just more than the word. I don't know how to describe it.
Amazing show.
I don't know how to describe it.
Amazing show.
Breakfast show. How excited.
Come on. Come on.
I would recommend it even to my enemies. I don't have any enemies. But tell you, such an amazing show.
There you go. Well done, wow. Producer Dave.
XFM.
It's the Inbetweeners.
Here they are. Hello,
hello
guys.
Hello.
How are you? Simon, Blake, Joe and James. Are you well?
Good. I'm very well.
Danny, how are you?
Thank you, Simon, the only polite person there. Everyone else
I
just take
care less.
I think it's because you're both wearing similar glasses.
Right, there is a bond that goes between the bespectacled brothers.
Yeah. Very fashionable men.
Yeah, that's what happens. Blake, the last time I saw you, I shouted at you from a passing car.
You did, yes. I was with my girlfriend. I got quite scared, actually. I realised it was you. I was like, oh, no, it's just Danny. Yeah, probably drunk. Or
yeah, that's what I
think. You think that better be Danny Wallace? That's not Danny. I'm going to kick off.
So you are well. And tonight, Wednesday night, I mean, this is when it all happens with the Inbetweeners movie.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
Yeah, it goes live.
Goes live.
Is that?
Yeah, that's something.
Yeah.
Online.
Goes live like Skynet in the Terminator.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do we call it a movie? I mean, it, you know, it always feels slightly uncomfortable for me as a British man to say the word movie.
Yeah.
But you now being
I
in
prefer
the
film.
I prefer film,
really.
Yeah.
It is incredibly arty.
I prefer talkie.
Talkie.
Yeah.
That's what you've gone for, the old school.
Yeah.
It's just called The Inbetweeners. Phil, just called The Inbetweeners.
It's called The Inbetweeners, just, I think.
Yeah. But if it were to be called, like, you know, what if this goes into a whole series of things, like Die Hard, colon, Die Harder.
Yeah.
What would it be called? The Inbetweeners, colon.
I think that would be it, wouldn't it?
The Inbetweeners, colon. I said we've judged the level of humour in the film, I think.
That's what you're going to get.
Good. All right. And it takes place in a place called Malia in Crete. Have I got that right?
Yeah, it's not another planet.
The place
is
far away.
Yeah, it's a place on Middle Earth.
But I say this because, by sheer coincidence, about 8 years ago, I had my one and only lads' holiday. Mm. It was just me and my friend Ian. He booked it, and we ended up in Malia.
Oh, yeah.
It is an unusual place. It is like walking down, you know, that street on, say, a Friday or something. It is like being in one of those Ibiza Uncovered documentaries.
It really is, yeah.
Bad behaviour, left, right and centre. Did you guys have any time to partake in bad behaviour yourselves?
Not really, no. I mean,
we were sort of all cosseted away.
Mm. I organised a pretty messy pub quiz.
Wow.
So,
God, man.
It was good. It had a pitch around, a twit around. It was well thought out. It was good.
That's nice. Yeah. Now, in between the standard questions about the film that you will, you know, have been answering, you know, in a series of ways to a series of different media outlets, you know, and I want those standard answers. I want them. Think I don't want the standard answers. I'm going to throw in just a couple of random questions as
go
well.
Go for it.
To keep it interesting,
sure.
For you. The first one I will ask, Joe, the worst present you have ever been given or given someone else?
Oh, wow. The worst present I've ever been given or given... oh, God. I genuinely don't know.
That's okay. You know, I never thought this would work. No, there was no guarantee.
Stick to the standard question. Yeah, do absolutely. Not ask it because...
Nothing is the worst present I've given on too many occasions to people because I'm just a... forgotten. I'm really bad at remembering when it's people's birthdays.
What sort of time limit is there on answering this question? Because if you gave me like 20 minutes, then I could probably get back to you.
All right, well, tell you what, by the end of this bit, I will deem you...
Okay, can I step outside just for 5 minutes and I just have to think?
I want you to stand in the corner
okay,
over there.
I'll pop over there for a
and
minute.
Then put your hand up silently when you have an answer.
Okay. See you in a bit.
Excellent. Joe's just popping over there. I'm suddenly not convinced that this random question thing is going to work.
We did an interview earlier where I had to come up with a word beginning with D.
And
my mind just went completely blank.
You're joking. That was the level of question.
Yeah, pretty much.
Come up with a word that begins with D.
Yeah.
And there was no sort of mechanic attached to this. It was just...
There was. To be fair to them, there was a slight mechanic.
It was still flimsy.
It's a flimsy thing. Joe is still trying to think of an answer. Joe, I'm coming to the end of this little bit here. We're going to play some music. What is the best thing you've ever been given or given someone, or the worst?
Probably...
Or anything that can come into your head at this point.
Probably,
what's your favourite bird?
Guitar I play every day, actually, that I was given as a birthday present. That's good. That was a good present, I guess.
Mm. That's a nice one.
Who is that from? Dad.
Oh, this is quite a sweet moment. Oh, you know, I'm quite pleased it ended on it.
Joe loves his dad.
The XFM Breakfast Show with Danny Wallace.
Now, producer Dave, earlier I said, have we all got a fact for this morning about our and it's like your arm shot up like a little
bit. I was just saying.
I got one.
So confident.
No.
Shall we do it? What is your fact? You want to get this off your chest straight away?
No, not at all. You've built it up now. It's nothing crazy.
Okay. Well, we'll build out. It's nice. It's dynamics. Go on.
Okay.
This better be good.
It's just a fact about me.
Okay.
I have recently been diagnosed by a doctor as having a very slight allergy to apples.
Oh, good. All right. Well, that's not a bad problem to have. Did you not realise you had an apple allergy?
No, it's so slight that in the recent years, I get an itchy mouth after eating an apple. I had one this morning, for instance. I don't know why I do it to myself, Danny. And I get a very itchy mouth and a slightly blocked up nose, and then it'll go after about half an hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, how does this itchy mouth manifest itself? What does it feel?
Starts on the tongue.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all very internal. It starts on the tongue.
Yeah.
And then I kind of have to move the tongue around to stop it being itchy, and then it goes onto the inner cheeks.
You've got to stop eating apples.
I need to stop eating apples, but
What did the doctor say? You have a slight apple allergy. I would recommend, as your doctor, avoiding apples.
Well, he says there's no problems with eating them. It's just going to cause you very slight irritation.
Right.
I can deal with an itchy mouth. For the sake of a healthy apple.
What do you like with pears?
Pears are all right.
Have a pear.
Yeah, but I don't trust pears because...
Why don't you trust pears?
Well, because, for one, you never know. It's such a surprise as to whether or not it's going to be hard when you bite into it or soft. You don't know where you stand with a pear.
You do. You know exactly where you stand. You could use one of your hands. You've got two hands. You could use one of your hands to test the density of said pear.
No, it doesn't always do it. Phil's agreeing with me, nodding. Absolutely. And also, with a pear, I'm never too sure whether to eat the whole thing or leave the middle bit as you would with an apple, which I have the slight allergy.
You're an oddball. And I'm glad we're finding this out now at the end of week three as opposed to, you know, in a year or something. My fact this morning is that I feature in a series of... It's early morning. Well, same-sex, hormonally charged... saucy Italian essays in which I enter into intimate relations with the likes of Leonardo da Vinci.
What?
I almost don't want to explain it. I just think it's better to just... I mean, if you were to look it up online, you would find them. And do you have any conversational Italian?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you could perhaps translate a few of them. But it's because I'm in a video game. You do want to. You will love it. It's me walking into a room and like running my hands through Leonardo da Vinci's thick hair and all this kind of stuff.
Oh,
I realise I sound odd now. But no, I'm in a video game and there's some fan fiction about the character that I play. But the character just has my voice and looks like me.
Right.
So there's all these saucy, almost exclusively Italian essays about myself getting into all manner of scrapes.
Oh, brilliant. Maybe Kitra could translate them and that could become a feature.
Maybe. Maybe. Or maybe not. Who knows? I know. But XFM. We're about to play Quiz Face, the new quiz that I think will sweep the nation. Matt, you look dubious and a little nervous.
Well, I'm yet to find out what it's all about.
Well, no, yes, very simple format. If you look in front of you, you've got 150 small boxes there, you just follow my lead.
Okay.
At no point did you wonder what those 150 small boxes were for. Yeah, it took me a long time to sort this out. Dan, are you there?
Yes, hi, mate.
How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I'm
good.
All right to work.
Are you ready to play Quiz Face?
Yeah, what are the rules, or...?
Don't worry,
very cagey to be.
Dan?
Yeah.
Let's get quizzical.
Quiz Face.
All right. So, Dan, you should know the rules by now. Choose a colour.
Green.
Green, thank you. Now choose a number between 1 and 30.
22.
Now choose a letter from the 26 possible options, Dan.
L.
7.
L, okay. Matt, could you pass me the green box L, please, on row 22?
Yeah. Okay. This one.
Thank you. That's great. Dan.
Yeah.
There are three possible keys to this box.
Right.
There's key.
What's going on?
Does this start making sense in a minute?
There's key A, there's key B, and there's key 3.
Right.
Choose a key.
Just the first one.
That's key A. That's the right key. You've opened the box.
What was that?
I can't cope with that. The box is open.
That wasn't a box, that was a chest.
Yeah.
I've got 150 chests in there.
Don't question the format, Dan. Inside, Dan, as usual, there are 5 envelopes.
Right.
There's a yellow envelope. Matt, can you help me out here? A green envelope,
right.
A red envelope, a see-through envelope, and a golden envelope with a little diamond on it. Choose a vowel.
Do you want to choose an envelope?
No, a vowel.
What? A vowel?
Yeah.
E?
7.
E.
That's just 7.
Dan, that's the green envelope. Remember, you can use your joker at any time.
I've got to say, mate, it's going very well.
Do you wish to switch? You have 2 seconds to decide.
No, we're all good.
Dan, are you sure? You have 2 seconds to decide.
No, let's not switch. That's
okay.
Fine, number one.
You're sticking. Remember, you can use your joker at any time.
Yeah.
All right, there are 3 questions written on this card. I'm so sorry if you've just tuned in. There's a music question.
The magic of radio.
There's a music question, a radio question, and a special XFM question. Choose a question.
Well, I'm terrible at the first two. Let's do the special one.
The special one. Okay, Dan.
Yes.
This is for the Batman Live premiere tickets. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Complete the sentence. We are...
XFM.
Yeah! Excellent work, Dan. You're the first winner of Quiz Face. I imagine you'll be the last winner of Quiz Face.
We are the greatest goddamn radio station on the planet. XFM.
I wanted to talk to you, Matt, as well, about why your news report this morning was entirely lacking in anything cow-based.
Oh, right. Why? What have they done?
What have they done now? Yeah, they've got together. This is a story that I would like to share with you now. We had some great stories yesterday. There was the story of the Allies and their plan in the 40s to turn Hitler into a woman.
One of the stories of the year.
One of the stories of the year. This is the other one. If anyone's listening from Pixar, you might want to get a notepad out. This is the tale of a runaway cow in Bavaria. A €10,000 reward is being offered in Germany for the safe return of a cow called Yvonne, who went on the run in May after apparently sensing she was about to be sent to the slaughterhouse, right? She is a 6-year-old dairy cow, and she has, in the words of one German newspaper, I think it was Bild, become a kind of freedom fighter for the animal-loving German Republic since she escaped from her field in the village of Zangberg. Now, she was fattened up, right, and she was due to be taken to the slaughterhouse, but at the last second she managed to leg it, breach the electric fence, and for months she was just out there somewhere in the fields grazing quietly. She nearly came a cropper at one point when a passing police car thought they spotted her, but boom, she was gone again. As word spread, and this is the Guardian's words, of this invincible cow. That's a bold claim. There's little evidence to say that the cow is invincible. Animal protection activists got involved because there had been a rule that went out saying that local hunters could shoot Yvonne on site, right? So that made everyone go a little bit crazy. Now a fight is on as the bovine protectionists are pitted against the trigger-happy Bavarians. So it's almost like a civil war of hunters on one side and protectionists on the other, all trying to find Yvonne before time runs out. All the stops are being pulled out to catch Yvonne alive. Last week, they enlisted the help of a bull called Ernst. Ernst has a very deep baritone moo, right, that will appeal to Yvonne, as well as a very manly musk. It's very much the Matt Dyson of the cow world. Someone describes him as, he is the George Clooney of bulls. So they've got the George Clooney of bulls, and they've sent him out to try and lure her in. Sex is not on the agenda, however, as Ernst is castrated. Again, very much the Matt Dyson of the cow world. Not only that, but they've now called on an animal psychic. They sent an animal psychic out into the fields to communicate with Yvonne. And this lady, Francesca Matti, she's from Switzerland, she said she's managed to contact Yvonne using telepathy.
Oh my lord.
I spoke to her yesterday and she said that she was fine but didn't feel ready to come out of hiding. She said she knew that Ernst had been waiting for her but that she was scared. She said she thought that humans would lock her up and she would no longer be free. So she's quite a smart cow.
That's what she said, yeah.
That's what she said. to the Swiss psychic. Since the German tabloid Bild offered a €10,000 reward for Yvonne's safe capture on Saturday, the race has really heated up, guys. Yesterday, an 11-year-old boy called Sepp claimed to have discovered a fresh hoof print in the woods near his home. And he says, I know I will find her. My dad has 18 cows. I often have to help feed them and take them out to pasture. I know what I'm doing, said this 11-year-old boy. And yesterday, they also leased a helicopter to track down Yvonne. They've also been in touch with Yvonne's sister. It's true. They've got Yvonne's sister. I can't find her name. Oh, Valtraut. She's been brought in as well to try and attract her. So it's very much pulling out all the stops to catch Yvonne the cow. From George Clooney of bulls to psychics. I can't read any more. It's just there's so many more details. I think I've basically covered most of the things we don't know about cows. The in-betweeners. Hello. We were talking about the best present. That was nice the way you said hello. I don't know why you were laughing at that. It was nice. Right. Two of you joined in. The other two just looked more than.
He's so loud. I'm not loud.
He's just pleased because we were talking about that lovely gift that his dad gave him. The guitar.
He's still buzzing.
We were mentioning...
still riding that wave.
Yeah. The best gift we were ever given. My mum, for my 18th birthday, she gave me a dressing gown, a belt, and a Mr. Bean video. I was kind of expecting something half engraved, you know, something like, you're now a man, my son, go off into the world. But no, it was a dressing gown and a readily available Mr. Bean video. And for the last Christmas, she gave me a fire extinguisher.
It's great.
It was good. And it said on the side, perfect for liquid fires, which is good because I was planning on having a couple of liquid fires. The film opens tonight.
That's right.
Everyone seems very, very excited about it.
Yeah.
You're happy with it, clearly.
Very happy.
Yeah, yeah.
Are there plans for more? There must have been talk.
Probably not.
No, there hasn't really been talk. At the moment, I think we're just kind of focused on the one. Hopefully that will go well and people will enjoy it. And, I think it's fair to say that none of us would ever, never say never type thing. But as things are at the moment, it seems to kind of round off quite well for these characters. Uh-huh. So at the moment, I wouldn't.
Yeah, the characters are all right. Me, professionally.
It's over.
Yeah, I'm struggling now.
Well, don't worry, because I think I have a solution to
this. Okay, here we go.
Okay. Well, I'd like to do a thing quickly called Snap My Pitch Up. All right?
Okay.
I've come up with some solo projects for you in the last half an hour, which could tide you over until the next In Between Us movie.
This is genuinely very useful.
I've got Buckley and Muttley, and this is for James. You will attempt to scupper various races from the Grand Prix to the Tour de France with only a cartoon fictional dog to explain yourself to. This involves a lot of post-production. This is for ITV4, with a view to taking it to ITV5 if that opens.
Right.
So it's you and a small cartoon dog scuppering people's chances of winning things they've trained for.
Sounds dangerous. I'd be up for it. Sounds like a laugh, doesn't it?
So you would be interested in this?
Yeah, might as well.
As his friends and colleagues, would you advise
him? Do it. He should do it.
Simon says do it. Joseph says do it. Blake,
I'm 100% behind
you. Well, obviously I've got to ask the old fee.
Absolutely. We'll talk about that. Okay. I've got Bird Herds Birds. This is just as it sounds. This is a live show like Springwatch in which Bill Oddie watches through a telescope while you run around a field herding birds.
Nice.
I'll be honest, I haven't got any broadcasters lined up for this one.
That could be exciting, though, because you've left a bit of scope there.
Yeah. I
mean, you could go ostriches.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Well, any birds. Yeah, no, absolutely. This doesn't have any speaking.
And you say you haven't got any broadcasters interested yet?
No one's interested in that.
Broadcasters are very stuck in their ways.
They are.
And they're very afraid to take risks.
Take bird-based risks. And it's very little work for you.
Have you talked to HBO?
I haven't as yet, but if you know someone...
Okay, well, think about it.
HBO, we're down there, so you're in if it works.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Joe Thomas's low-end promises.
This is fine.
I've
made a lifetime of this already, so...
A fly-on-the-wall documentary.
Well, the good thing about this is it's a very achievable sort of Jim will fix it. Each week Joe Thomas makes a series of low-end promises, such as promising to send an autograph to a fan, maybe pick some milk up on your way home, and over the course of the two-hour show you will make more than 40 low-end promises, none of which we will ever see resolved. It's very much trust-based. We just trust that you will do this.
Absolutely.
So it's just a show and we're watching Joe agreeing to do certain things.
Yeah.
We don't see anyone else follow through. Simply
opening a letter or an email, and you say, yes, you will do it, and then the show's
over. Because every episode ends with a bit of a cliffhanger as well.
Well, it's a positive show.
Yeah.
It's good, so it catches me at the high points of my life.
And anyone can get in contact with Joe.
Absolutely anyone, included. Yeah, if you need, various minor chores done around the house.
Well, babysitting?
Babysitting.
Would you let Joe babysit your child?
Probably not.
The XFM Breakfast Show with Danny Wallace.
Some Virgin train routes won't have any brownie mini bites until further notice.
So, no brownie mini bites until further notice on some routes. Do they go into any further detail?
They've not been specific. That's all we've got at this stage, is some routes will have no brownie mini bites. One of the most popular snacks from the buffet cart.
Well, this is, I mean, surely it takes scant planning, doesn't it, to make sure you've got enough brownie mini bites, Well, we should get to the bottom of this. Can we put everything else on hold for the moment? We'll play some music, but is there a number there for the media?
Yeah, we can call the media room.
We should try and pump them for a bit more information. It's not fair just to send out an email just like that, just going, well, it's until further notice.
It's not enough.
Unprofessional.
XFM.
Virgin Trains Press Office, can I help you?
Hello, is that the Virgin Trains Press Office?
It is.
Hello, it's Danny Wallace here from XFM. We just got your notice about the Virgin Trains not having any, is it brownie mini bites?
Sorry?
Well, we got the email, the sort of the travel news from our travel department saying that some Virgin trains won't have any brownie mini bites until further notice. We're just trying to follow up on the story and find out why and which routes are affected.
Sorry, forgive my ignorance. I'm not even sure what brownie mini bikes.
Mini bites, not mini bikes.
Brownie mini bites.
Brownie mini bites.
Is that a food?
I believe it's a food. I believe the buffet cars on some routes are affected. We got the news through just before, so we're just trying to get some more information on it. Some Virgin trains won't have any brownie mini bites, it says, until further notice.
Okay, well, I'll have to check that for you and with our catering team, if you can bear with me.
Sure.
Brownie mini bites.
Brownie mini bites. Not the bikes. Yeah.
So you received some information that when we don't have them?
That's right. Well, some routes are affected.
Okay. What is the sort of story angle?
We're just trying to find out which routes are affected, how long it'll go on, and what you will say to people who are affected by the shortage.
Okay. I mean, there's a whole range of items in the shop, but okay. I'm going to find out for you.
That's
and
terrific.
I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. We are... There he is. There's Matt Dyson. Hi, Matt.
Hi.
Hi, he's waving at me. Where's Phil? Is he near you? Get him to stand where I can see him. Hello, Phil. How are you guys? All right, this is what we're going to do. We are going to... that was quite nice. You're both waving up at me, and several tourists turned around to have a look who you're waving at. They'd had no idea. Hey, listen, this is what we're going to do. You're going to have a nice off. We're going to start with Matt Dyson. You're going to have 30 seconds to do as many good things for the good people of London as you can. There are various tourists, there are builders around, there's a bit of noise. Are you ready, Matt?
Yes.
All right, watch him, Kitro. Watch what he does, be inspired, learn from it. Your 30 seconds start now.
Oh, hello, Mr. Builder. You are lovely. What a lovely high-vis vest that is. You look splendid.
Builder, that's good.
Excuse me, would you like some blackcurrant jam?
He's got some jam in his pocket.
Quick,
he's been rebuffed.
Virgin motorbike guy, would you like some blackcurrant jam? On behalf of the XFM Breakfast Show. Thanks, mate.
He's taken
the
jam. Motorbike. Good work.
Excuse me?
There's a compliment there as
Excuse
well.
Is there like a weather forecast for today? It's going to be dry and it's fairly sunny.
We'll give him that.
Enjoy your day.
Good work. That's a hallelujah moment as far as I'm concerned, Matthew Dyson. How many did he score there? Was that five?
I counted five.
Five. Good work. Five good deeds in just 30 seconds. Phil Kitrow, do you think you can beat that?
Honestly, no. But I'm going to try.
I'll tell you what, I want you to use a different area from him because he was slightly out of my vision. And for all I know, he could have been throwing his voice half the time. You have 30 seconds starting now.
Hello, sir. Can I present you with some mustache of ketchup? Thank you very much.
He's giving some ketchup to a builder.
There we go. There's a hug.
There's a hug as well. That's
there's
two.
A hug. Hello, madam. Can I just compliment you on your blouse? She's it's a wonderful blouse, and it sets off your eyes beautifully. No, you're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Quickly, Phil.
Are you lost at all, sir? Can I offer you any information? Do you know where you're going?
He's off.
Would anybody like any tourist information? Tourist information?
That's a good one.
Hi, I'd just like you to know the postcode here is WC2. WC2 is the postcode. There you
go. Excellent work. Good work, Phil. We counted how many? Six there. You got six.
Got six.
You're nicer than Matt Dyson.
Wow.
I think we've got a new feature here, nicer than Dyson. Matt, how do you feel? You've been broken.
He went for the huge mass communication by shouting to everyone in the square, which was a great idea.
Yeah, I admired your specificity there, Dyson, but Kitrow was making the world a happier place by informing people of what the postcode, where they're standing is. Well done, both of you. Get back up here and I will give you both a very special little cuddle.
XFM. Tell us something we don't know.
I never knew there was so much we didn't know about cows, Matt.
Amazing.
This has been an education. Yeah. Some of the ones that didn't make the top five. Cows don't actually like soft cheese. The Laughing Cow Lies from Alex in Wimbledon. Someone being a little bit pedantic, Joe from Dartford, we'd said that cows, by which we all said we're talking about adult male cow, male cows, adult cows that don't drink milk, they produce milk. But baby cows, of course, do drink milk. I think I'm now just saying stuff we all actually know.
Yeah.
I'm doing the opposite of what the feature is supposed to bring us. Shall we do the top five then?
Let's hit it.
Let's hit it.
at number 5.
Confirm listener Emlyn the Gremlin says, did you know if cows eat too many oranges, they throw up? Discovered this on a farm in Australia as a child.
Wow, I did not know that. What's next?
At number 4.
Confirmed listener Fran.
When cows stare at you, they're probably thinking of ways to brutally murder you because you've probably eaten their parents.
All right, okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Morrissey.
At number 3.
At number 3, confirmed listener Mark.
Unlike a horse, if you lead a cow to water, you can make it drink.
That is amazing.
That is amazing. What's next?
At number 2.
That's confirmed listener Sarah in Gateshead. Cow fact. Some wind turbines have had to be repainted as they were too glossy and cows were getting spooked by their own reflections.
It's amazing.
It is amazing, but what is the number one thing that we didn't know?
And the number one thing you told us that we didn't know in today's Tell Us Something That We Don't Know is...
Confirmed listener Jeff.
Never, ever, ever try to milk a male cow.
There we go.
That is amazing.
That is absolutely amazing. And a great tip, and one that certainly I live by. I can't speak for the rest of the team here.
The XFM Breakfast Show with Danny Wallace.
Matt Dyson.
Yes.
You may have noticed I saw a flashing light before that said phone, and I dashed off.
Yes.
I was right to do so. You know why? Because it was Virgin Trains ringing us back at the press office with more on that story. You know, we had the email earlier that said that some Virgin routes have been affected by this mini brownie shortage. We thought it was a shortage, and we thought it was some routes. I think we're probably the only radio station covering this right now, but yeah. I think that we've got a bit of an exclusive here. So I answered the phone, and the lady that started talking to me, she got my name slightly wrong. I definitely said my name is Danny Wallace before. this is what happened. Oh, hello.
Hi, can I speak to Daniel Mess, please?
Daniel Mess, that's me.
Sorry. Hi, it's Philippa here from Virgin Trains.
Hello, Philippa.
Hi. You called me, didn't you, with the request about the brownies?
I did, the shortage.
Yeah, I've spoken to the person who sort of looks after the shop on the board, and you're correct, they have all been taken off, all routes.
So you're confirming that all of them are from all routes?
Yes, that's right, but it's just the chocolate ones.
Okay.
So there's other ones. I think there's like cranberry and I'm not quite sure, but it's the chocolate mini bites, you're correct, have been taken off. And there was an issue with the quality, and they're talking to the suppliers right now.
Terrific. But
I'm not quite sure what it was, but there's I think there was a couple in the range, but it's only the chocolate ones that have been affected.
Okay, so we can confirm it's just chocolate at this stage.
Yeah, and I mean, they are talking to the supplier about it, but it was a quality issue, and obviously we want to make sure, you know, everything's... Can I ask you where you got that information from?
Yeah, let me just check with the news department.
Okay.
Matt, where did we get this email from?
The live travel feed.
Live travel feed we got it from.
Okay.
It was sent out this morning. We just wanted to make sure that... And it's good to clear that up. But cranberry, cranberry very much on the agenda.
Well, don't quote me on the cranberry, but there's two other in the range. And they're little mini bites that come in little sort of plastic containers.
That's
and
right.
It's only the chocolate that have been removed, and they have been recalled.
Thank you so much. Philippa, that's great just to get to the truth of the matter. Thank you very much indeed.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Moving the story forward, Matt. Cranberry unaffected by this, but all chocolates from all routes. They were couching it before, weren't they? They were sort of saying, there's some little problem, there's some problem with some chocolate things on some routes. No, all chocolate on all routes.
Don't go quoting her on the cranberry, though.
I would never do that. XFM. We are about to play for the very first time Celebrity or Civilian. That's right. We might have to change this music.
Absolutely not.
So, Dean in Essex, confirmed listener Dean, are you there?
Morning, Danny.
Morning, Dean. How
morning,
are you?
London.
Yes, very nice.
Morning, London. I'm good.
Good. I'm pleased to hear it. How are you? What's going on? What's around you right now?
Just about to drop off a bit of meat. I'm delivering meat. Heard on the radio, thought I got a text in, so I've had to pull over on the yellow quickly. Take the call.
Good work. Well done, sir. What kind of meat are you delivering this morning?
Big bits. I've got some sausages,
yeah?
Bacon, Yeah,
big sausages.
If you want, I'll send you some up then.
That'd be great. That'd be lovely, Dean. So listen,
I'll do the biggest sausage.
So this is how it works, Dean. I'm going to give you a pair of tickets if you can identify which of these comes from a celebrity and which comes from a civilian who shares that celebrity's name. Now, I have three options for you, first of all, Dean. Do you feel you would know more about Liam Gallagher, Joey Barton, or the presenter of DIY SOS, Nick Knowles?
Gallagher, Liam.
You're going for Liam Gallagher, okay. Well, I'm going to read you some tweets now, Dean, and you have to tell me whether these come from Liam Gallagher, the former Oasis frontman, or Liam T. Gallagher, who describes himself as an easily distracted student from the Cardiff University. All right. Here's the first one. Is this celebrity or civilian? God. That's all it says, just God. Is that
Liam.
Is that Liam Gallagher or Liam T. Gallagher? Celebrity or civilian? Liam. You're saying celebrity?
Yeah.
You're correct.
Oh,
good work. That's the first one. Dean, you're on your way. Here's the second one. Is this celebrity or civilian Liam Gallagher? Going to watch Newsnight while going to sleep. 8:30 wake up tomorrow.
That's definitely
civilian.
Civilian.
Yeah. Good work. let's get the next one. It is simply this. We can't say it on the radio.
That's got to be Liam.
You're saying...
That's got to be Liam. Come on! Come on, get it.
Here's the next one. Finding it hard to stay awake, but I know I won't get up and be able to take my brother to work if I go to sleep. Is that celebrity or civilian?
Hey, Liam, because he ain't getting on with
Noel,
is he?
Oh, clever. So you're saying it's...
Civilian.
Civilian. Excellent work. I'll do a couple more because I'm just enjoying you, Dean. Is this celebrity or civilian? One word, Dido.
Dido. All right, we're going to have a mix-up.
No one said that. Would you like to just issue an apology to the listeners?
Sorry to everyone listening. Hope you're enjoying the new breakfast show, Danny. Danny's having it. Sorry, mate, I was nervous.
That's all right, you're nervous, it's understandable. We would like to apologise as well.
Celebrity.
You're saying celebrity? You're correct. Good work. Yeah, excellent work. Listen, Dean, that is fantastic.
Wicked. Can I just have a shout-out to my daughter Maisie and my girlfriend Lou? And everyone have a good day in London and shake me down, baby.
Dean, everybody.
We are the greatest goddamn radio station on the planet. XFM.
Tony Bowen is here, the XFM folk hero, the troubadour. The reaction when you came on the show last week was extraordinary. We put it on the Facebook page as well. People were loving it. You were playing Kings of Leon. What was the track again?
Red Morning Light.
Red Morning Light. It was brilliantly done. Then you played Tenacious D, Tribute. All these things went down very well indeed. I think at one point your mum Rose was texting in, requesting certain songs. And then when I'd found out it was your mum didn't know I knew it was her, and she was still texting after you left, sort of going, well, you should get him back on the show sometime. It's like, all right, Mum, don't worry, we intend to, fully. So, you're going to do a bit of a Tony Bowen mashup for us. What have you mashed up together, and why?
Well, along the route of learning all these songs, I've discovered that, obviously, lots of songs have exactly the same chords as the other ones, and this is one that I noticed does it, and this was the Chili Peppers, and Down in California.
Uh-huh.
And... reveal now or just
no save surprise. It then let's save the surprise. Then let's just crack on with it. Here is our man of the moment, Tony Bowen, with a mashup especially for you.
Getting born in the state of Mississippi, Papa was a cop, and Mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was swinging hammers. Price you gotta pay when you put the panorama. She never knew that there was anything more than poor. What in the world does your company take me for? Black bandana, sweet Louisiana, robbing on a bank in the state of Indiana. She's a runner, baby, a fighter. Should've seen her come when it got a little brighter. Down in the Badlands, she was saving the best for last. He don't hear it's when I left. California, rest in peace. Simultaneous release. California, show me your teeth.
She's my priestess, I'm your priest. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need a darling, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey. I need a darling, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey. Well, I need a darling, 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 that's what I need. Now if I share with you my story, won't you share your dollar with me?
Wow! Excellent work, the Tony Bowen mashup. Let's just rename this Tony Tuesday. All right, let's just get it out there. That's what's happening.
XFM.
You join me, having left the security, my comfort blanket of the studio. I'm out here in Leicester Square. I'm going to attempt to get as many high fives as I can. I was going to start with three builders over there, Dave, but the builders have dispersed. There's another couple of builders. Right, this could be a good time to start. It was quite sparse down here. Ooh. There seems to be an influx of people. Please, okay. Start the 60-second bet.
Go.
Hello, sir. Can I get a high five?
He's off. Yes, this is his first one.
A quick high five from you, sir.
Straight to the builders.
He says no.
No, a no from the builders. Two.
That's two I've got. One high five. One high five. Yes, that's it. I've got the third one.
Third one off a builder.
I just need a high five. That's one there, and you're not getting away. Here we go.
Yes.
Brilliant. From two businessmen there. There's a gentleman here. Thank you so much, sir. I just need a high five, Mrs. Brilliant. That was two. That was a double. Hello, tourists. How are you? Yes, there's two more there. Two ladies here. High five, please. And one here. Fantastic. A tall man. Bang. That was a good one. There's no one around. There's a man over here. I'm running up. Can I please have a high five, sir? Thank you so much. Yes. High five, please. That's one from the mum. One from the kid. That's great. There's a gentleman over here. Just a quick high five is all I need. Boom. High five over here. What? I have not failed once.
Slipping
quick,
some skin.
Run over here. There's a man running towards me. Hurry, sir. Yes. High five. And also, he followed through with the high five and hit me on my head.
Time.
That's it. That's it. How many did I manage?
19
separate high fives. Wow. I've just remembered one guy did say no. He was quite an angry builder. the best high five was a man who ran at me from a distance of maybe 100 yards and high-fived me so hard that he actually followed through and hit me on my forehead. It was like Wendy Deng and that foam pie all over again.
The XFM Breakfast Show with Danny Wallace.
XFM. The world's got talent. It's always difficult to know what to say in the bits between the music. This is the bit that kicks in. So it's time to check out what another country is listening to, see what's in their charts, see what defines that nation. You will have the chance to text in Please Stop to 83936 when we get three votes. We'll take it off the air. I'll be honest, I've heard the first sort of 5 seconds of this one, and I'm texting in now. I think this could be our quickest one. I don't wish to skewer the vote in any way, but where exactly is this from?
Let's throw the dart.
I forgot. Let's throw the dart.
Hold on, let me get the dart.
Let's humour him a bit more.
Right, I've got the darts.
I've already heard it. Go on. Yeah. Where's it ended up?
It's
Mongolia.
Mongolia.
Mongolia, fantastic.
Well spotted on the map.
And what's the name of the song?
Shameg Sanag Ah.
Oh, I speak of it, and I believe that is Baby, Why Won't You Give Me Your Dove? Oh. Is that right?
No, it's Baby, Why Won't You Give Me Your Love?
Love.
You're close.
Of course, of course. All right, then. Well, here they are. This is Mongolia with Baby, Why Won't You Give Me Your Love? Don't forget to text in Please Stop if you want it to stop. We're only accepting Please Stop. Please Stop. 83936. Come on.
Give it a chance. Yeah.
That's 83936.
Hints of Glamadeiros.
Boom, there's one. Please stop. Peter and Hackney.
London's loving it.
What's going on? There must be a problem. There must be a problem with the text system. I'm not even kidding. Please stop, Mark in Notting Hill. Thank goodness.
Mongolia's got talent.
Please stop, Rich in Boreham Wood. Thank you, Rich. Thank you, Mark. How long did Mongolia last?
49.1 seconds.
You're
what?
Joking.
I'm not joking.
You're kidding me. that it's just shot right to the top of the
yes!
leaderboard. Overtaking Hawaii by a full 3 seconds. That's by exactly 3 seconds. Yeah, that's taken over America. So Mongolia officially create the best music in the world, according to the XFM Breakfast Show listeners. I resign. I resign. I'm leaving the studio now. We'll see if they can convince me to come back. XFM. Few unanswered questions on today's show, Phil. If you don't mind me, if you don't mind me calling you Phil.
No, please do.
Such as, you know, what happened with that cow in Bavaria?
Yeah, what did happen?
I don't know what's going on there. We'll try and find out. Is there a future for traveller's checks? That was the headline we saw this morning in the Daily Mail. We still haven't been able to answer that question. Matt's just coming in, sitting down. Matt, your opinion on the traveller's check controversy, do you know?
Yeah, I haven't used them for ages. Yeah.
Right, well, there you go. I mean, that's the nub of the article.
You can withdraw cash from cash points all over the world now. You know, what's the point?
You're right, it's outdated. It's an outdated yeah. system. Well, at least we found one answer to one unanswered question. let's get some more music.
That's a long one. That's a long time.
I know. That was a long time. Sometimes it's like playing chicken. There you go. That was your podcast for today. There'll be another one same time next week. Or listen to the show every day from 6:30 on XFM. Bye bye. Yes, we are XFM. Danny Wallace.